The World Trade Center was an earlier target for terrorists. In 1993, a Palestinian man drove a van loaded with explosives into a garage. The bombing killed six and wounded thousands. The bomber had entered the U.S. years earlier, legally, as a student on a student visa. That discovery led to another, that the U.S. government had no way to track the tens of thousands of foreigners entering the country to study. Changing that has been on the agenda of both Congress and a National Commission on Terrorism. It's likely that some of the hijackers in last Tuesday's terrorist attacks got into the U.S. exactly the same way. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
In 1996, Congress ordered the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service to begin tracking over 500,000 foreign scholars and students in the United States. 5 years later, this program is still on the drawing board. Diane DelVecchio is an immigration attorney in Boston and an expert on foreign student visas.
Whether or not full implementation of this program would have prevented what happened last Tuesday, nobody knows.
The program, an electronic tracking system, is known as CIPRIS. It stands for the Coordinated Interagency Partnership Regulating International Students Program. DelVecchio says CIPRIS is not up and running for several reasons.
First of all, it's a huge task. It's an international database. It's not an easy task. Secondly, there are budgetary issues. There have been concerns about how is the INS going to fund this.
And as recently as last June, DelVecchio says, it wasn't even clear who was in charge of CIPRIS at the INS.
There have been some personnel changes at the INS. There's been a lack of continuity. There hasn't always been one clear person at the INS Central Office running this program.
And that's not all. DelVecchio says international educators and schools have been lobbying relentlessly to limit or repeal CIPRIS.
There's a large group of people who would like to just get it off the books completely, and that has certainly slowed things down.
In Congress, meanwhile, CIPRIS has faded from just about everybody's radar. When it has come up, it's been criticized. Last May, seven senators, Republicans and Democrats, complained to the INS that CIPRIS was hurting foreign student enrollment. The senators said they were hearing from higher education groups that foreign students contributed $12 billion a year to the American economy. One key group lobbying against CIPRIS has been the American Council on Education, which represents 1,800 public and private colleges. Terry Hartle, the council's senior vice president, says CIPRIS would not prevent terrorism. He says it would be a blow to schools that put a premium on foreign student enrollment.
Having foreign students study in the United States is a good thing. Kofi Annan studied at American College and University. Vincente Fox. As the world grows ever smaller, as the need for understanding and familiarity grows higher, we need to encourage more international education, not less.
Today, CIPRIS operates in only 25 schools. That means these are the only schools with the electronic means to track foreign students for the INS. Who they are, what they're studying, whether they've dropped out or transferred. Had CIPRIS been operating nationally, it might have flagged a hijacker who had entered the U.S. on a student visa and never left. The INS would not comment for this story, but a Justice Department official says tracking student visas is a drop in the ocean when it comes to keeping terrorists out of the U.S. The truth is, the official said, once someone from a foreign country enters the U.S. on a visa, they are in. They are in for as long as they want, and they are in to do whatever they want. He says that's because of a hard truth in American immigration policy, and that is, there's no system of tracking the location and activities of anyone who enters the U.S., and there is no system of tracking when they leave. The policy of the U.S. government has been to trust foreigners who come here, to not commit crimes, and to leave when they're supposed to leave. September 11, 2001 could make that policy, along with others in U.S. domestic affairs, a part of history. I'm Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.